Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Elder Chief Azad coming to you from Watchmen on the Wall. End time, global link ministry coming to you from Warren, Ohio. Glad to be with you this evening. Coming in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the great God, the great eternal one, the everlasting one, the Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom. He is the one. He's the God of gods and the Lord of lords. And I want to let you know Jesus Christ is still on his way back from 33 A.D. when he left earth after the resurrection. Amen. He said, I shall return. I will come back and judge the world in righteousness. I'm here to tell you this evening, amen, this afternoon, Jesus Christ keeps his word. He has never, never, never made a mistake. Perfect God, man. He's God in man. God is in man. God became the flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son. That's the only way. Now, you listen to me now. According to the word of God, that's the only way God could redeem man was through his Son, Jesus Christ. No man can be saved without the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ is the only sacrifice made by God. By that sacrifice that God made through his Son, Jesus Christ, he made an escape, that man could escape the damnations of hell, that man wouldn't have to go to hell, that man wouldn't have to go to hell for his own sin. Jesus Christ, amen, took our sins on Calvary cross, and he died for the whole round world. He died for every human being up on the planet. And he loved the world so much. He loved his creation so much, especially mankind. And he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, make no difference who you are, what you are, what you done, he can save your soul. Your soul is the most important thing you have on this planet. You only got one. You don't have no spare. And if you miss heaven on this ground, if you die without Jesus Christ, oh, my God, if you die without Christ in your life and you have never accepted the blood of Jesus Christ by repentance of your sins and believing the atonement that he made on Calvary's cross, if you die in your sin, you will go to hell, not because of what you done, but what you didn't do. And one thing you didn't do is men are not doing today, and that's repenting. Repenting means to turn from sin, turn from degradation, turn from the debauchery, turn from Satan, turn from all his tricks and his cunning ways that he's deceiving mankind. You got to turn from that and turn to the bright and morning star. You got to turn to the Son of God, Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you, man, I'm telling you, there's nothing like the love of God. The love of God is the only thing that can keep you in a world that's torn up with sin and degradation. And before we get into the service tonight, before we get into the word tonight, I'm going to bow my head. I want you to bow with me. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We ask you right now, let your word go out in a mighty way that men, women, boys, and girls may accept you before it's everlasting too late. We just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you give us one more time to testify and to glorify your holy and righteous name. For there is no other name given under heaven whereby men can be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. And that is the one and the only one. Nobody else. Nobody else. I'm telling you the truth. You can go from here to eternity. You will never find nobody other than Jesus Christ that's able to save our pitiful soul. Our one little soul that we have. We only have one. We don't have two. And the Bible said it's appointed once for men to die, and after death it will be the judgment. Ooh, after you die, after I die, Amen. I'm going to the judgments. I'm going to the judgment seat of Bema. That's where all born-again believers go. And those that die without Christ will go to the great white throne, great white throne. And that is found in the book of Revelation, the great and white throne. You said the Bible is the book that God wrote through holy men as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And that's what the Bible said, and that's what the Bible is written by holy men as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost wrote the Bible through holy men. And since God is holy, he cannot make no mistakes. The word of God is right in hell. It's right. It's right, 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 right. Man is wrong. Man with all his ideologies and all his thinking and all his maneuvering, he is wrong. The only thing that's right today, tomorrow, forever, eternity, is the word of God. And here we are in the book of Revelation, and this is the judgment that I'm talking about, where all the wicked will stand before the great white throne. Listen what it says. Listen what it says. It says in the book of Revelation, in the 11th verse, the 20th, the 11th verse, listen. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Now that this says stand before God. Every human being that did not receive Christ in their lifetime, from Genesis to Revelation, all those that did not receive Christ, listen, did not receive Jesus Christ as the personal Savior. Well, you said, Brother Bazaar, what about the Old Testament thing? Well, the Old Testament believed in Christ before he came. And before he came, God used animals as a sacrifice. One of the most unique animals that God told Israel to use was the lamb. And those that had sinned had to go to the temple. And the high priest would offer up a sacrifice of a lamb. And this lamb's blood was a typical symbolic type and shadow of the blood of Jesus Christ. But this was the typical. This wasn't the final way that man could bring back to God. But this was a covering in the Old Testament because Christ had not came yet. By him not coming, they used lambs. And this blood was a covering for the sins of the Old Testament saints. And those Old Testament saints used lamb's blood until the lamb came, the real lamb. And we know the real lamb is the Lamb of God. It would have to take his blood to save those in the Old Testament. But they could not be saved. The sins was covered. They could not be saved until, listen to me, they could not be saved until the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'll say that again. The Old Testament cannot be saved until the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that took 4,000 years for Christ to get here, born of a woman, born not by flesh and blood, nor will of man, but born by the will of God, by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, which is God himself, Jesus Christ is God himself. The Son of God is God himself. God became flesh and dwelt among us. And by him being born by the will of God, he was born sinless. There was no sin nowhere, nowhere. He was a sinless sacrifice by the power of God. And God himself, uniquely himself, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. So it took God by himself the same man by himself, died by himself, resurrected himself, ascended up into heaven himself, sitting on the right hand side of the Father right now by himself. Nobody else could do it. He did it by himself. He said, I got power enough to lay down my life, and I got power enough to pick it up again. So the Old Testament saints was waiting for the crucifixion, the burial, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because they knew that this year's lamb in the Old Testament was a type and shadow. They could not use an unclean animal. They had to use a lamb that was at least 3 years old or younger. Anything over 3 years old, they would not use. That represented the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. All are one. They are co-equal. It was a lamb was used by Israel when they came up out of the land of Egypt. They used a lamb. They slaughtered a lamb. They took the blood in the basin and put hyssop, put a blood on the hyssop and struck it over the doorpost. And the Lord told Moses, he said, if I see the blood at midnight, I'm going to send death out. And if death see the blood, if death see the blood on the doorpost, on the doorpost, I will pass over. In other words, the blood of the Old Testament lamb was the one that brought Israel out of Egypt. But if they didn't have the blood on the doorpost, they would die. Oh, my God. You see what I mean? So that blood of that lamb in the Old Testament was a type and shadow of the New Testament. Now, Jesus Christ came and died. Now, he can put the blood on your doorpost of your heart. When you accept Jesus Christ, oh, my God, my God. When you repent of your sins and turn from your wicked ways, turn from sin, turn from lying, backbiting, hypocrite, turn from hate, turn from racial injustice, turn from all sin, and repent for the Holy God, and let Jesus Christ come into your life, by repenting and accepting him, you let that blood of Jesus Christ be shed abroad in the doorpost of your heart, and now you are a child of God. You have become a Christian. You have become a child of God, redeemed by the blood. When Jesus Christ looks at us, born-again believer, he don't see the sin. He can't see the sin because Christ's blood done took sin out of his soul, out of his spirit. He's no longer a sinner. He's a saint of God. He's been bought with a price. He's been sealed with the Spirit. So now the Old Testament saints was waiting for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ came from the grave on the third day morning, guess who came up out of the grave? All of the Old Testament saints got up out of the grave and walked through the streets of Jerusalem. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My God, listen. They got up out of the grave. Why? Because it was only God himself, his son, himself, had the power enough to resurrect the dead. And after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, all the Old Testament saints got up out of their grave and they walked the streets of Jerusalem. And from that point on, they ascended up into heaven after Jesus Christ had ascended up. When Jesus Christ ascended up, the Old Testament saints got up out of the grave and moved out of the paradise, which was in the bowels of the earth. And now they live in heaven in a place called paradise, because paradise was transported from the bowels of the earth to the presence of God. So now when a saint of God dies, when a Christian dies, when a born-again believer dies, when a born-again believer leaves this earth, they go directly to heaven in the God presence, a place called paradise. And they're waiting in heaven now. They are alive, they are conscious, and they're waiting, what, to be in the rapture, because when the rapture occurs, they tell me the souls of those that's in paradise are going to come back into the graves that they were buried in the earth, and they're going to what? They are going to be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. that old body is going to be changed into a new body, and we that are remain alive shall be caught to meet the Lord in the air. So we'll be going up with the Old Testament saints. We'll be going up with the New Testament saints when the Lord descends from heaven with the shout. Lord, have mercy. So that is called the resurrection of the righteous. The resurrection of the righteous. Now, to go over that again, I'm going to go and jump to the 20th chapter of Revelation, where it gives you, there's another judgment, the judgment of the wicked. I'll say that again. The judgment of the wicked dead, those that died in the Old Testament in disbelief, those that died in the New Testament in disbelief. So all the unsaved people, listen to me very carefully, because if you're not saved, when you die, I guarantee everything I've got from the Word of God. I guarantee you, if you die without Jesus Christ by not repenting of your sins and turn from your wicked ways and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, guess what? You will lift up your eyes in hell when you die. You will. Absolutely you will. If I'm lying, then I'm in some serious trouble with God if I'm lying about this. And I know I'm not lying because the Spirit gives a witness, the Word of God gives me a witness, and those that I come in contact that know Jesus Christ is a witness. So I got the witness to know that if you leave this planet without Jesus Christ changing your life from death to life, when you leave this planet, they put you in the grave and bury you, your soul either go one or two places. Either it goes to hell or it goes to paradise, which is in the presence of God. Lord, have mercy. So there's people today that's dying every day without Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, without Jesus Christ. And when they die, I guarantee you by the Word of God, they will go to hell, not because they're bad, not because they're good or simple, but because they never repented of their sin. They never gave God the glory. They never accepted Jesus Christ. They never was a witness and confessed with their mouth and believed with their heart that God raised them from the dead. They never humbled themselves. They never repented of themselves. And they died lost. And lost people go to hell. White, black, Chinese, Japanese, all nationalities. All, you hear what I said? All nationalities. Because God has no respecter of person. The elite, the poor, the rich. If they don't accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and turn from their wicked ways, they will die and go to hell. Listen, what happens after the millennium? After the millennium is over, after the 7-year tribulation is over, and when the millennium is over, that's where the great white throne takes place. After the 7-year tribulation and after the millennium reign of Jesus Christ, then the final judgment of the wicked dead will take place. Hear what it says. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whom the face of the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. So God, and he says, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Woo! Stand before the God of the East. Stand before the great Jehovah. Stand before the Yeshua. Stand before the great Messiah. Stand before the eternal God. The God of gods and the Lord of lords. Every wicked person will stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to the works. According to the works, not their faith, but according to what they have done in their lifetime, wait a minute, from the cradle to the grave, will be accountable in their lifetime. Accountability starts between the ages of 12 and 13 years old. So they won't be accountable for that sin. But they'll be accountable from the age 13 on up. And guess what? This is what it says. And the things which were written in the book, God got books on every human being on the planet. Every human being, God got a book. And these books will be opened at the great final judgment of the wicked dead. No righteous will be there. The blood-washed ones won't be there. All those that have been redeemed will not be at the great white throne. Only the wicked. And it says, and the sea gave up the dead, which were in it, all those that died at sea. And death and hell was delivered up. All those that's in hell, death was delivered up. The dead, which were in them, and they were judged. Every human being that died without Christ. I didn't say they didn't die and went to go to hell because they went to church. You can go to church all your life. You can be a preacher all your life. You can be good all your life. It's so-called good because nobody's good. But you can be one of those people who say, well, I'm good. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how sweet you are. I don't care how nice you can be. You can be the ultimate utopia as far as lifestyle. But if you leave this world without being washed in the blood of Jesus Christ and repent of your sins, you will go to hell. You ain't going to hell because you bad. You're going to hell because you refuse to repent. 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 Repent from what? Repent from your sins. Turn from your sins. Turn from every low-down, dirty, rotten thing that God speaks against and hate it, and turn to Jesus Christ in mercy, love, and goodness, and have a contrite spirit to accept Jesus Christ. Because when you have a broken heart, when your heart's been broken, and you recognize that God is good, God is kind, God is merciful, when you know the goodness of God, it will lead you into repentance. When you know that the stuff that you've been doing for your lifetime, you know the unbelief you've been walking in, you've been saying that you know the Lord, but you really don't know him. You've got to repent and really get to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, because it's going to take a personal relationship, divine relationship with Jesus Christ by being washed in his blood to get to heaven. No other way you can get there. You can't get there by your goodness. You can't get there by the name of your denomination. You can't get there by your mama. You can't get there by your daddy, or your sister, or your aunt, or your uncle. You can't get there by one way, and that is Jesus Christ. Winfrey Oakley said there's many ways to heaven, but she's a liar. There's only one way to heaven. And anybody that tells you there's many ways you can get to heaven, they are all liars, because Jesus Christ basically said, out of a stern heart and not have the power of God, he said to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he said, I am the way, and I am the truth. No man can get to the Father unless he come by me. You cannot know God for yourself until you accept his Son, Jesus Christ. And when you repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you simultaneously right there know who God is, because God himself is Jesus Christ in the flesh. Ooh, and the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ in the spirit. And when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and the resurrection, and his burial, death, and the resurrection, immediately the spirit comes into you, because you say, I want it. Lord, I want it. I want it, Lord. I'm sorry for the sins I've done. I'm sorry for the way I act. I'm sorry how I treat my brothers and sisters. I'm sorry for all the lying and cheating and whoremongering. I'm sorry, Lord, for being a prostitute. I'm sorry, Lord, for being a homosexual. I'm sorry, Lord, for being a lesbian. I'm sorry, Lord, for being a sodomite. I'm sorry, Lord, for being adulterous and a fornicator. I'm sorry, Lord, and I turn from my wicked ways and believe upon your son, Jesus Christ, and receive the righteousness of your dear son through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now listen, those that don't do that and go to the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross and repent of their sins will be found at the great white throne. And it says, and the sea gave up the dead, and it was in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to the works. So all the wicked works that you have done, all that dirty stuff you have done, undercover and overcover and side cover, everything's going to be revealed at the great white throne. And he said, and death and hell was cast. Ooh, my God, listen to me. And said, death and hell was cast into the lake fire. That's Gehenna. Gehenna, hell is a waiting room. Hell is a waiting room. Hell is a place where you wait until the final judgment. And here we see in the 14th verse, it said, death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Now listen there. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. There's a lot of people going to be there at the great white throne. It's going to be billions of people at the great white throne. And the Bible said, and whosoever was not written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Those that were not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. God don't want to put nobody in hell. God didn't want nobody to go to hell. And the reason I know he didn't want nobody to go to hell, because he gave himself, his own son, his only begotten son, to go to hell for us. He died for us. He suffered for us. He was nailed to the cross for us. He dropped his head for us. They took him on the cross and put him in the grave for us. He stayed in the grave 3 days and three nights for us. He got up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and earth in his head for us. He took our place because, number one, we could not do it ourselves. We are frivolous. We are weak. We are vulnerable. We are sinners. We are low down. We are dirty. We can't come before God on our own. Ooh, we can't save ourselves. We cannot die on the cross. We cannot stay up on the cross for 9 hours. If somebody take us down and put us in a grave, if they would do that, everybody would be dead today. Never getting up. Never getting up. Never getting up. Never getting up. You'll stay in the grave until the final judgment. But God himself so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Now, that's why Christ died, so we wouldn't have to go to hell. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, and hell is Satan's home. Hell was formed by his rebellion. When Lucifer fell from heaven, my God, God created a place for him, prepared for his angels, prepared for his rebellion, prepared for his cruel, prepared for his wickedness. And it's called hell. It's called Gehenna. It's called Sheol. It's called Hades. It's called a place where there will be gnashing and gashing of teeth, for you will be paying for your own sin. You will be suffering for your own sin. You're talking about suffering now. You see, the world is suffering now because of sin. The world is going through a change. The world is in a bad shape. The world has never been in a shape like this other than the days of Noah and Sodom and Gomorrah. Men are so wicked now. Men are mean. Men are cruel. Men ball their fists up at God. Men cuss God out. Men shoot each other. Men rape women, and women raping men, and dogs and cats. Oh, man, it's come so vile, so sick, so rebellious. And yet still God give man an opportunity to come to him. Make no difference what condition you're in or how you're thinking. You can be an atheist. God still loves you, but he don't love the way you're treating him. He don't love because you won't believe in him and trust in him. And if you don't believe in trusting him and don't want to live with him, don't love him and don't praise him, guess what? You got to go to hell. You got to go to hell because you haven't been redeemed. You got to go to hell because you refused to Christ. You got to go to hell because you refuse the birth, death, and the resurrection and the suffering of Jesus Christ. You got to go to hell because, number one, there's nowhere else to go. There's nowhere else to go. You got to pay for your own sins. Do you want to pay for your own sins? Do you want to pay for your own sins? Well, a lot of people say, now I pay for my own sins because I'm having a good time. I'm partying. I use drugs. I got women. I got everything I want. I got money. I got cars. I'm having a good time. I'm going to parties. I'm going to all kind of games and recreation places. I'm taking vacations. I'm having friends around. Oh, I'm just having a good time. So if there's a hell, I say the hell with it for now until I get ready to die. Then maybe I can squeeze in or maybe I can slide in. But there's no slipping and sliding. Yes, indeed. There's no slipping and sliding because after you close your eyes, after you go down into the grave, into that cold grave, and let me tell you, when you die, there's no more resurrection. Very few people are resurrected after they die. Amen. Woo! Very few people are resurrected. In some cases, God has resurrected people from the dead, but not as a host that's going to be resurrected on that final day when all the wicked will stand before the great white throne. My God, the Bible says, who is going to hell? I don't know. They say, well, a good person, and if I go to church, can I go to heaven? If I be good and don't bother nobody and mind my own business, can I go to hell, heaven? And you figure, yes, I can go. I can be good, but you can't be good and go to heaven. Amen. You got to be born again. Listen to what this is saying. Amen. In the Word of God. In the Word of God. In the 21st chapter of the Word of God, it says this. Amen. Jesus Christ says, in the Word of God, it reads these words. In the 21st chapter, sixth verse, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. And he that overcometh, what? By the blood of Jesus Christ. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Now listen, here's the one that's going to hell. Going to hell. These are the people that's going to hell. The Bible says, I didn't say it. I didn't write it. I didn't inspire nothing. God has to inspire me to tell you the inspiration of the truth. He says, but the fearful, the unbelieving, all those that's walking in unbelief. And unbelieving means don't believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross. Don't believe in repenting from their sins and turning from their wicked ways. Don't believe and nothing concerning the word of God. Don't believe in the blood of Jesus Christ and his suffering and his death and his resurrection. The unbelieving, the abominable, the ones that does abomination before God, the lesbians and the homosexuals and the sodomites, all those that do abomination, all those that do incest, all those that are gay if they don't repent. Amen. I'm not saying gay people going to go to hell. I'm saying unsaved people don't go to hell. So if you die, woo, lost, whether you're gay or not, you're going to hell. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to hell because you haven't been born again. You got to have the life of Christ. You got to have the Spirit of God. You cannot enter the kingdom of God. Heaven is too holy for unrighteousness. Heaven is too holy. Too righteous. Heaven is too bright. It'll put your eyeballs out if you're going. if you try to go to heaven in the natural realm. You'll be running out of heaven, trying to get to hell. You can't stay there. It's too righteous. God is holy, 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 holy. And if anybody wants to go to heaven, you've got to be holy. How can you be holy? By what? Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Uh-uh. And turn from your wicked ways. And that Jesus Christ actually, uniquely, ultimately, come into your life by the Holy Spirit through the blood. No blood, no salvation. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ for salvation. The blood of lambs and turtle doves was only a temporarily offered of sacrifices for about 4,000 years. And then God said, that's it. I'm going to send my son down, and I'm going to redeem the mankind for those that want me and those that accept me. And now we're living in the last day, the last hour, the last month maybe, the last week maybe, the last day maybe, the last, I don't know, but the Bible tells me in the last day, perilous time shall come. And buddy, we are in perilous time. We're in a difficult time. We're in a time like never before. Men don't know what to do. Men are trying to make places better. Men are trying to overshadow God with all kinds of different things to do, but they won't repent. They won't repent. Listen to what it says. It says, and murderers, all murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, which are drug addicts. You hear what I said? Drug addicts, and idolaters, all those that worship everything but God. People worship everything but God. They worship sex. They worship money. They worship their car. They worship their house. They worship themselves. They worship their family. They worship their children. They worship. They bow down to anything, but they won't bow down to the Almighty God. And when you bow down to anything else other than God Almighty and worship him, you're an idolater. You are an idol worship. You're worshiping fake things. You're worshiping things that cannot keep you with a sound mind. You're worshiping things that have no value. You're worshiping things that are here today and gone tomorrow. But Jesus Christ, amen, tells us God is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. If you're not worshiping God in the spirit and in the truth, good God Almighty, you can't please God, because God is a spirit, nothing but spirit, nothing else but spirit. Woo! And those spirits that's trying to alternate God's spirit are demonic spirits, demons. Demons are roaming the earth. They're the prince power they have. The devil knows he ain't got nothing but a short time left. And that's why the world is on hell bound. It's hell bound. Majority of the world is lost. You hear what I said? Majority of the world is lost. And the Bible said, Jesus Christ said, broad, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And people are going into destruction because it's a broad way and narrow is the way, and straight is the gate that leadeth to life, and very few will find it. And very few people today are finding Christ. Although, amen, very few are finding Christ. That's good. That's good, but it should be more than that. It should be all the world running to the Almighty God and falling at the foot of the cross and said, thank you, Jesus, for dying for me, and thank you for giving your life that I could have a life. Thank you for giving me a way out of no way, and that way is through the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for hanging on the cross for 9 long hours for me. Thank you, Jesus, for dropping your head between the locks of your shoulder and giving up the ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for going to the grave and went on down into the bowels of hell and preach to those in prison. Thank you, Jesus, for on the third day morning you got up out the grave with all power, and hell and earth is in your hand, and you went on back to heaven 2,000 years ago, and since you've been gone, you've been saving souls. And I thank you, Lord. I know what it means to know your son Jesus Christ, because he's the only one that can save your soul. Buddha can't do it. Shintoism can't do it. Islam can't do it. The Baptist can't do it. The Presbyterian can't do it. The Church of God can't do it. No religion can save your soul. You hear what I say? I said no religion can save your soul. Your good works can't save your soul. Yeah, your mama can't save your soul. No occult can't save your soul. It takes Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the God of the ages, the God of my rock and my salvation, my God and my high tower. He's the rose of Sharon, and he's the lily of the valley. He's brighter than the morning star. He's my shelter in the time of storm. He's mine. He's mine. And since he's mine, I'm going to let the world know you need to know him in the pardon of your sin. Because let me tell you something, time is running out for us. It may seem to you things going to be all right, but it's not going to be all right, because the Bible said as we get closer to the return of Jesus Christ, the Bible said the world is going to wax worse and worse. Evil men are going to wax worse and worse, and the love of many shall wax cold, and many shall turn from the truth and go after heathens and doctrines of devils. And men today have got all kinds of religions and all kinds of ways to try to reach God, but they'll never reach God because man is unclean, man is dirty, man is filthy, man is wicked, and since he's wicked, wickedness can't save you. It's going to take the righteousness of the blood of Jesus Christ to save you. Listen to what it said. It said, the idolaters and all liars. And who is a liar? A liar is a person that is not telling the truth. And the Bible say all liars shall be cast into the lake of fire. And the Bible says if a man say he loved God and hate his brother, he's a liar, and the truth is not in him. And the Bible said, whoever believeth not that Jesus Christ is the Son of God is a liar, is a liar. When a man says that Jesus Christ is not God Almighty and that he did not come here in the flesh, is a liar. And all liars, all unbelievers, will be cast into the lake of fire. Listen to what it says. The idolaters and all liars have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show you the bride. I will show you the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to the great and high mountain and showed me that great city. Now here's holy Jerusalem. You hear what I said? It says holy Jerusalem. And let me tell you, hell is not holy. Sin is not holy. Liar is not holy. Whoremongers are not holy. Adulterers are not holy. Sorcerers are not holy. So they won't even see this city. They won't even come near this city. Anything that don't know the blood and the power and the ultimate power of the blood of Jesus Christ in your souls, 99.5 won't do it. You've got to have 100, and Jesus Christ is the only one that can give you 100, and that's through his blood, Jesus Christ. And he said, having the glory of God, and her light was light into a stone, precious light, a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, had 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels, and written thereupon are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Good God Almighty, Israel will be mentioned in heaven from eternity. Israel, the Jews will last forever. The Israelites will last forever. The city is named with the gates, named after the 12 tribes of Israel. Israel is God's chosen ones. In the end time, Israel will be the focal point of Jesus Christ's return. And now the Jews are back in the land. They are back in the land. They've been in the land for 73 years, from 1948 to 2018. And it's 2021. They've been in their land for 73 years, and now they're planning to rebuild the temple. They're planning to except the Antichrist, which he's going to come before Christ comes back to the earth. Jesus Christ will not come back to the earth until at the end of the tribulation period. But before he comes back, the false Christ will come and try to deceive the Jewish nation. And that's why you find a whole lot of Arab nations is trying to get rid of the Jewish people, because the Jewish people is God's chosen people to finish up the 7-year tribulation, in which they will be speaking and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom. The Jews. Don't mess with the Jews. If you're going to do anything, bless the Jew. Bless the Jew. Pray for the Jew. Support the Jew. Witness to the Jews. Those are God's chosen people from the time of Abraham. And God said, I'm going to rise me up a nation, not the church. He said, I'm going to rise up me a nation that will obey. And Israel has had trouble ever since they came out of Egypt. And that was obeying God. Obeying God. They had serious problem. And the problem was so bad and got so wicked that Israel went into a 70-year captivity in Babylon. They stayed in Babylon for 70 years because of the sins they had done against a great God. And since they had sinned so bad, God chastised them for the last 3,000 years. Israel has been suffering in and out of chastisement. Nations have took them captives into different lands, and he has scattered the Jews until 1948. Hallelujah! What happened in 1948? God said, I'm going to bring the Jews back into the land, starting in 1948, May the 14th. May the 14th to May the 14th in 2021, the Jews said, now we are a nation, and we are never, 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 never leave this land anymore. We're going to be in Jerusalem forever. The Palestinians are not going to get rid of the Jews. The Hamas and the Hezbollah is not going to get rid of the Jews. They can't get rid of the Jews. Why? Because God said, I'm going to use the Jew. I'm going to use the Jew after the church is raptured up. Uh-oh, what you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about after Jesus Christ raptured the body of Christ. And the first church was consisted of 120 Jews in the upper room. In other words, the church was started by the Jewish people. But in due time, after 12 years, of Jews carrying the gospel, they rejected Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ said, I have some that's not of this fold, then so I also must bring. He was talking about, I have some that's not of the Jewish nation. He was referring to the Gentile people, the Gentile nation. He said, I'm going to grab them in, and I'm going to cut the Jews off. When I grab the Gentiles in, I'm going to cut the Jews off for a period of about 2,600 years. The Jews were scattered all over the face of the earth. They almost was annihilated. And all Hitler and Mussolini and all the heathen nations was trying to get rid of the Jews. They're trying to get rid of the Jews today, but they can't do it, because if you touch the Jew, you touch the God, apple of his eye. And you want to see God get in a rage, you want to see God get angry, you want to see God get upset, you mess with his people. And nations of the world have played with the Jews. They have discriminated the Jews. They have killed the Jews. They have burned the Jews. They have skinned the Jews alive. They have turned them upside down and hung them. They have killed their children. And they have did everything to mutilate and get rid of them. And every nation, they put their hands on the Jew. God has brought a curse upon them. And thank God for America, because America is the only country now, so far, that's a defendant of the Jew. And if President Biden don't stand by the Jewish people, America is going down the tube. Thank God we got some preachers that standing for the Jews. Somebody said, I hear some Christians standing for the Jews. We got people all over the planet right now that's supporting the Jewish people. And I know one thing. I know I'm one of them. And ever since I supported, that's been a long time, and prayed for the Jews, God has blessed me. Good God Almighty, and the devil was mad. He's mad at me because I'm a Jew lover. And the reason why I'm a Jew lover, because Jesus loved me so much, and he was a Jew. And by him being a Jew, he loved me so much that he gave his only begotten son. And since he gave his only begotten son, Mr. Bazard, George E. Bazard, believe on him. And since I believe on him, he saved my soul from sin, death, hell, and the grave. And I'm going to praise him in the morning. I'm going to praise him in the noonday. I'm going to praise him when I lay down at night. I'm going to praise him because he's been awesome to me. He's been good to me. He brought me out of seen and unseen dangers. He kept me until this present day, and I know he's going to keep me right on up until he comes back again. But what I want to let you know, if you want to get a blessing, pray for the Jew. If you want to get a blessing, support the Jew. If you want to get a blessing, tell the world, don't mess with the Jews, because this is what God is going to do with the Jews in the last days. Listen to what God is going to do with the Jews in the last days. God has been using the Jews all through human history. But in the last days, they're going to come out like a dynamite. God is going to use them. This is what he's going to do. Yeah, I tell you what, no, Jesus Christ is getting ready to rapture the church. Woo! Hallelujah! Jesus Christ is getting ready to rapture the church. And there won't be nobody on this earth that will be able to preach the gospel, because the church will be gone. Hallelujah! The church will be gone. The dead in Christ is going to rise, the first resurrection. And we that remain alive is going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And there won't be nobody on this earth will be able to preach the gospel. But God said, wait a minute. I'm not through with the Jewish people yet. I got the Jewish people got a mission to do. They got a 7-year tribulation mission to do. And that is, after the rapture of the church is gone, I'm going to send some Jews to this earth. They're already here, but they're waiting for the removal of the body of Christ. And when the body of Christ is being removed, God is going to bring up, that's what he's going to bring up. You got your horses on? Hey, man, this is what God is going to do. This is what he's going to do after the rapture of the church, after the body of Christ is removed, after I see Jesus Christ face to face. I won't be here to preach the gospel like I'm doing it now. I won't be here on the internet. Ooh, I won't be here. And so right now I'm doing all I can to give you an understanding what God is going to do. He's going to do this after the believers, born-again believers, leave this earth in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. This mortal body is going to be changed to immortality. And I'm going to be caught up into the air, not only me, but from those that's around the world, every continent. You hear what I say? From America to South America to Africa to the Middle East to the East and the West to Russia to India to Pakistan, all over the world, God is going to rapture the church by the sound of a trumpet, and there won't be one born-again believer on this planet. So God said, I'm going to send a group of warriors. I'm going to send a group of army. I'm going to send a gospel army. I'm going to send what? 144,000 Jews. I'm going to send anointed men sealed with the seal of God on their forehead. I'm going to let the world know that these people that I've called out of the land of Egypt had a long journey to travel. They had almost 6,000 years journey. And they traveled all the way from Egypt across the great empires of the world. They crossed all the empires of the world. They came all the way from Egypt. They came all the way to the Assyrian Empire. The Jews came all the way to the Babylonian Empire. The Jews came all the way to the Median Persian Empire. They came all the way down to the Grecian Empire. They came all the way down to the Roman Empire. And they're still traveling, and they're going to come on down to the last time, and that's the New World Government. And they're going to come down to the 7-year tribulation. And when the 7-year tribulation starts, God said, I got something for the world, because I'm going to let the Jewish people give the last message. And that message is that Jesus Christ is coming back again to set up the millennial kingdom. And in the book of the 7th chapter of Revelation, and in the 7th chapter of Revelation, the church is in heaven at this time. The church is not on earth in the 7th chapter. In fact, the church is not on earth in the 4th chapter of Revelation. Look what Revelation, the 4th chapter, says. He said, and after this, this is John the Revelator. This is John. Now, he said, and after this, I looked, and behold, a door was open. And in heaven I heard was, and it was a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither. Now, that word, come up hither, that means caught up. Come up hither. Come up. I will show thee things which must be hereafter. After John get caught up, after the church is caught up, after the body of Christ is caught up, after the redeemed ones are caught up, after the saved one caught up, after all those that have been born again, washed in the Spirit, are caught up, I will show these things which must be hereafter. So the church is going to be caught up into heaven, and after that, God's going to show the church what's going to happen on earth. What's going to happen on earth? He said, immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. This is where the church is going. I'm headed, good God Almighty, I'm headed for the throne of God. I'm headed for the judgment seat. And those that are born again, washed in the blood, is headed for the judgment seat. The churchgoer is not necessarily headed for the judgment seat. Only the born again believer is headed for the judgment. Only those that can say, I know the Lord and all his power. I know Jesus Christ is a part of my sin. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, thou shalt be saved. And he said, now all those will be caught up. And after this, we're going to see what's going to happen on earth. But at this time, the church will be caught up at the throne of the judgment seat of Christ. I'm not going to, you have to read what the throne of God looks like in the fourth chapter of Revelation. You'll find out what the throne of judgment seat look like. Amen. We see Jesus Christ sitting on the throne. We see these beasts saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. That's the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ will be sitting on the throne, and he will judge the church of the works that we have done, whether it be good or evil. We're going to be saying, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who omnipotent reigneth. Oh, hallelujah. And at the meantime, back on earth, there won't be nobody saved. But God said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to run on over here down and talk about it in the 7th chapter of Revelation. This is what's going to happen after the rapture of the church. After the rapture of the church, the Bible said, after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow up on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. In other words, these four angels are going to stand on the four corners of the earth, and they're going to hold back judgment. They're going to hold back judgment before anything can be done. Amen. They're going to hold back the plague. They're going to hold back the bowls. They're going to hold back everything until these hundred and what? Let's see what it says. He said, and I saw another angel ascended from the east, having the seal of the living God, and cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in the forehead. The servants of our God, not the church. The church is in heaven at this time. But I'm going to seal my servants. Who is his servants? In the Old Testament, Israel was the servants. And Israel is still God's servants. The church is gone. It's not here. We done did our service. The church age has been on this earth for 2,000 years. And it covers four church ages. It covers seven church ages: the church age of Ephesus, the church age of Smyrna, the church age of Pergamos, the church age of Thyatira, the church age of Sardis, the church age of Philadelphia, the church age of Laodicea, which is right now the lukewarm church that has a form of godliness and no power. People are not only aware that Jesus Christ is getting ready to come. You got all kinds of people who are hypocrites. You got all kinds of people in there that do anything they want. You got people in there that deny the blood of Jesus Christ in this Laodicea church. So when the church is removed, this is what's left on earth. That church that you see in Laodicea becomes the church in the 17th chapter of Revelation where the woman is sitting upon a scarlet beast. That's the false church. And in the cup, a golden cup, is full of abomination and filthiness of the earth. Oh, you talk about dirty. The devil got a dirty, low-down, dirty church. He got a carnal church. He got a weak church. He got a church that denied the power of the living God. He's in a church that denied the blood of Jesus Christ, and the people are worshiping Satan, and they are doing all kind of wickedness, and the world goes into a world church that's run by Satan. God got a true church, and the devil got his false church. God got true preachers, and the devil got false preachers. And listen what happened. After the church is gone, God said, I got somebody for him. I got some. He said, And I heard the number. Look at here. I heard the number of them which were sealed. And they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Now here is where the Jews come back to do their last missionary journey. They have been a mission all the way from Abraham, all the way across the annals of time. God chose this nation of all the nations of the world. He chose this nation to show all the heathenistic nation that there's only one true living God, and this God was a God of heaven. This God was a God that created heaven and earth. This God is a God of spirit. This God is a God of love. This God is a God of mercy. This God is a God of forgiveness. This God is a God that shed his own blood through his son Jesus Christ. This God is the one that died in the flesh in Jesus Christ and dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder and went down into the bowels of earth and got up on the third day morning. This is the God I'm talking about. This is the God that so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him should not perish. This is the God that called the moon to shine and the sun to shine. This is the God that clapped his hand and the stars came. And this is the God that spoke to nothing and nothing had to come forth. This is the God that created everything, and everything was created by him, for without him there's nothing created. Good God Almighty. There is no other God like this God. And since he's the only God, God said, I want Israel to show you who I am. And guess what he's going to do? In that last 7 year tribulation, God said, look, I'm going to get 12,000 from each tribe out of the 12 tribes. And he said, out of the tribe of Judah, there was still 12,000. And out of the tribe of Reuben, and there was still 12,000. Out of the tribe of Gad, there was still 12,000. Out of the tribe of Asher, there was still 12,000. Out of the tribe of Nephilim, there was 12,000. Out of the tribe of Manasseh, there was still 12,000. Out of the tribe of Simeon, there was still 12,000. Out of the tribe of Levi, there was still 12,000. Out of the tribe of Issachar, there was still 12,000. Out of the tribe of Zebulun, there was 12,000. Out of the tribe of Joseph, there was still 12,000. Out of the tribe of Benjamin, there was still 12,000. And if you know your multiplication, you can go 12 times 12,000 equals 144,000. This are going to be the 12 tribe of Israel that's going to preach the first 3.5 years. They're going to preach, good God Almighty, from from Zion Hill. They're going to preach until the world is turned upside down. They're going to preach like never before. There won't be no church meeting. There won't be no Bible study. There won't be no there won't be no time for playing around. Men are going to hear the gospel just like it's supposed to be heard. And they're going to hear no blessing plan, because the greatest blessing that you can get, the greatest wonder that you can receive, is to know who Jesus Christ is. And when you come to know Jesus Christ, you can sing that old gospel hymn saying, I know I've been changed. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood that saved me. And they tell me, when these Jews preached the gospel for 3 1/2 years, for 42 months, they're going to preach until the world hear it. They're going to preach until iPod and Facebook. They're going to preach around the world. And they tell me they got 600 satellites in the heavens, and they're going to beam up the gospel, and it's going to beam down back to earth. And folks are going to see it on their cell phone. They're going to see it on their quarter. They're going to see it on Instagram. They're going to see it on every network. That you're going to see 144,000 Jews are going to preach in January and February and March and April and May and June, July and August and September and November and December for 1 year. And then they're going to do it again in the second year. And then they're going to do it again the third year. And then they're going to do it again a half a year. They're going to do it for 3 1/2 years. Ooh, yeah. You talk about the gospel of the kingdom, and the message would be that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, and that he's coming back to set up the millennial kingdom, and he's coming back at the battle of Armageddon, and he's coming back to judge the wickedness of the world and tear the world upside down. He's coming back to bring punishment upon the wicked and upon the iniquity of the world. He's coming back to show the world who he is, and all those that's laughing now, all those that's ignoring God, are going to wonder, what's wrong with these folks? They're preaching like never before. I never hear them preach, and they're going to say Jesus Christ is their Messiah. And when they say that, hey, many people's eyes are going to open. Many people will get saved during the time of the first part of the tribulation. The first part of the tribulation will be a semi-peace. It's going to get bad in the second part of the tribulation. And these tribes that I'm talking about, my God, there's 10 tribes that's lost. They're called Falachi Jews. Falachi Jews, these are black Jews. And these black Jews are coming back into the land. And I believe they're going to be a partaker of preaching a gospel that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And they tell them, people say, where do black Jews come from? You need to read your Bible. The black Jews come from Moses, good God Almighty. And the other black Jews come from Solomon. Why? Because Moses married an Ethiopian, which was a black woman. And they tell me, oh, Marian and Aaron got a little jealous because Moses married an interracial woman. And they tell me, Moses said, now let God be judge. And God didn't like him the way Marian was asking and telling, what you business marrying this black woman? But God said, no, you're wrong. And he smote Marian and Aaron with leprosy until they repented of their sin, because the law was going to get rid of Marian and Aaron because they was racial injustice. Yeah, God don't care what color you are. One thing about God, he's colorblind, and the world is messed up now because some folks talking about they going to heaven and some folks talking about they are going to be in the glory land. But if you haven't been born again and saved and sanctified and crucified with Christ, you ain't going nowhere. And that's why you got a lot of racial pressure in the house of God, in the churches. Folks think there's only white folks going to heaven. Some believe that blacks going to heaven. Well, it ain't going to be black or white. It's going to be saved folks. Woo! Yes, it's going to be saved folks. Good God Almighty. It ain't going to be good folks that go to heaven. It's going to be saved folks go to heaven. Woo! It ain't going to be black folks that go to heaven. It's going to be saved folks go to heaven. Did you get it? Did you understand? Christ didn't die for just black folks or white folks. He died for the whole world. people talk about my church. You ain't got no church. Jesus Christ said, up on this rock, I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell not prevail against it. People got their own rules and revelation about what church is going to make it to heaven. Well, let me tell you, none of them are going to make it unless they've been to Calvary's Cross. You got to come to Calvary's Cross, sister, brother. Amen. Amen. Ku Klux Klan, NAACP. Come on, you got to come on to the cross. Woo, hallelujah. Atheists got to come on to the cross. Yeah. New Age movement, you got to come on to the cross. The Buddhist system, Buddhism, you got to come on to the cross. Judaism, Old Testament rituals, they got to come to the cross. Shintoism, you got to come to the cross. Mormonism, you got to come to the cross. Unity, you got to come to the cross. Satanism, you can't come to the cross. If you're Satanism, you can't come to the cross until you rebuke Satan and turn against him and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You got Taoism, you got to come to the cross. You got Lutheranism, you got to come to the cross. You got Christian Science, you got to come to the cross. You got Jehovah Witness, you got to come to the cross. You got Nazarene, you got to come to the cross. You got Islam, because Allah didn't die for me. Allah never went to the grave. Allah never got up out the grave. Allah never ascended back into heaven. Good God Almighty. Yeah. It took Jesus Christ, the son of the Lily, the son of God. We talking about Mary's baby. We talking about the one that was born in Bethlehem of Judea. We're talking about the one that walked the earth for 33.5 years. We're talking about the one that healed the sick and raised the dead and cast out devils in his name. We're talking about the one that picked up 12 disciples and taught them how to preach the gospel and win souls. He taught them what he could do and told them, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. I ain't talking about this old phony crackpot religions. And I'm not talking about denominations either. I'm denominal as far as being a Baptist, but I wasn't born a Baptist. I was born a sinner. I was born lost. I just go into the name of a Baptist. Amen. But that Baptist name ain't going to save me. Woo! It's take Jesus Christ. Church of God can't save me. The non-denom can't save me. The KKK can't save me. The Nazism can't save me. Armstrongism can't save me. Voodoo and hoodoo can't save me. Witchcraft can't save me. Homosexuality and lesbian can't save me. Apostolic faith can't save me. The Church of God in Christ can't save me. Confucianism and humanism can't save me. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Nothing but Jesus, the one that dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder and gave up the ghost and went down into the bowels of the earth to set the captive free and came on top side on the third day. Nothing! Nothing, brother. Come on, Sister Brown. Come on, Sister Davis. Come on. Come on, Sister Betty Lou and Sally Joe, and come on, Henry Hasbar, come on, Sister Banana, you got to come on in, you got to fall down on your knees. You got to humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. God, almighty, self-existent one, don't need nobody to tell him what to do or how to do it or when to do it. He's self-existent one. You can rebel against him all you want. But I tell you, when you rebel against God, you're doomed for hell. You got to humble yourself under the mighty hands of God. And God, in the last days, after the rapture of the body of Christ from around the world, you got 7 continents. You got 6.8 billion people on the planet. Amen. God going to strike every, he's going to stop by every continent, pick up souls in the jungle. He's going to pick up souls in Africa. Woo! He's going to pick up souls in Australia. He's going to pick up souls in Argentina and Brazil. He's going to pick up souls in the United States of America, 50 states. He's going to stop by Alaska. He's going to stop by every state in the United States, every town, every city. And there's people in towns and cities in the United States of America that's saved and sanctified. They're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Good God Almighty. Woo, 3.5 years. The Jews, going to take over this earth. They're going to turn the world upside down. They're going to preach for 42 months the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom, as I said it was, is the kingdom that God is going to rule and reign during the millennium reign of Jesus Christ. God's going to let man live another 1,000 years to repopulate the earth. Repopulate the earth, and those that came through the tribulation in their natural body are going to repopulate the earth, and God's going to give man one more test. One more test. He's going to prove to man, and mankind is going to prove to angels and cherubims and seraphim. He's going to prove to all unbelievers and believers that there's one sin that you cannot blame or accuse the devil of being. And that sin is unbelief. Because the devil believes. He's seen God. He's talked to God. He was in heaven with God. He knows who God is. He ain't stupid. He know he's all powerful, but he ain't gonna tell you. He believes in God. The devil believes in God. He trembles. He shakes at his kneecaps. He uses his mind. When he recognizes that he's doomed for hell forever, he's gonna burn forever, and he's trying to take everybody with him. He's trying to take you with him. He's trying to take your mama, your daddy, your sister. He's trying to take everybody to hell with him. And he knows the only way that he can keep you out of hell is he keeps you away from the cross. Not the double cross, not the red cross, not the blue cross, but the cross that Jesus Christ hung on. Oh, did they hang him? They hung that man. They hung him. How long did they hang him? They hung him for 6 long hours, 9 o'clock in the morning. To 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They hung him. Because the angels in heaven backed up and pruned their wings. They hung him. Until eternity cried out. Cried out. They hung him. Till hell shook. Then the demons trembled. The devil cried out and said, oh, what I done? I done killed a man. I killed a wrong man because this man was not an ordinary man. He was God in man. And by him being God in man, he still was God. And yet he still was man. And Satan recognized that his blood, oh my God, his blood was the only thing that he was scared of. He trembles at the blood of Jesus Christ. He shakes in his boot at the blood of Jesus Christ. Satan backs up off the cross. And he's got the world believing all kinds of religions and all kinds of ways to reach God. But he won't point the world to the cross. He points the world away from the cross. Satan despised the cross. And humanity despised the cross with Satan. They think they're smart. Apostle Paul said, preach another cross to those that are lost. Those that are unsaved is foolishness. You hear what I said? The world is saying the cross is foolishness. The cross is a waste of my time. People say the hell with the cross. I don't need that blood. I don't need Jesus. I'm gonna live without him in the way I want to live. And when I die, I know I'm going to heaven because God ain't going to put me in heaven. That's right. God ain't going to put you in hell. You're going to put yourself there. Your sin is going to put you in hell. That's what's going to put you in hell. Satan is going to put you in hell because you are so proud and so biggity-biggity and so self-righteous. And thank God won't pat you on the back that you somebody special. Well, let me tell you, I'm nobody special to God, but God is special to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is special to me. Is the judge on how I treat him. God is the judge on how I serve him. God is the judge on how much I love him, because God knows it. He knows how much I love him. And I love him more than I love myself. I love God more than anything in the whole world. I wouldn't give nothing for an exchange for Jesus Christ. For he is my hope and my joy through eternity. He brought me out of seen and unseen danger. And you say, well, preacher, tell me about this 144,000. What's the result of the 144,000 preaching for 3 1/2 years? What's the result of it? The result is extravagant. The result is unique. The result is the zenith of the job that God gave the Jews to do. And that was to make the last call after the church. And rapture up, God's going to give the world an opportunity to hear the gospel of the kingdom from the Jewish people, and it's going to be a blessing to the Gentiles. Because the Gentiles, during the tribulation, many Gentiles will receive Christ because of the gospel that the Jews are going, oh, hallelujah! God is going to save after the rapture of the church. People's eyes are going to open up. People are going to be rejoicing and saying, I'd rather die for Christ, because now the world is trying to get rid of the Jews and trying to get rid of Christianity. The coronavirus broke down of people going to church, but that's good. That's good. Now you're on your own. You're going to have to call on the name of Jesus Christ. And I doubt if the church will ever get back. It may get back a little bit, but when they come back, guess what they're going to be preaching? Salvation. But they're going to be preaching. Jesus Christ is coming. But they're going to be preaching. Saved and sanctified. Filled with the Holy Ghost. But they're going to be preaching. A change of life. But they're going to be preaching. Repent. Repentance. Baptismal. Revival. People are going to be shouting. Woo! And they're going to praise. They're going to praise the Lord for the Jewish people, because the Jews are going to preach it so powerful. Woo! They'll make the stones cry out. Make the sun get brighter. Makes the moon turn to blood. And makes the mountains shout and skip like rams when they hear what the message is going to be. How powerful it's going to be. After the Jews preach, first 3 1/2 years. After the first 3 1/2 years, in the 9th chapter, the 7th verse of Revelation, it says, now remember, the church is not here. This is not the church business. Church is in heaven at this time. This is Israel business. The 9th verse says, and after this I beheld, lo, a great multitude. The multitude is those people who got saved the first 3 1/2 years under the preaching of the Jewish people. And I beheld, lo, a great multitude, which no man can number, of all nations. People will be saved out of all nations. 70 nations we have up on the planet. Multiplied on multiplied. 70 nations. And people out of these 70 nations will be saved. Some will be saved out of the 70 nations that's up on the earth. All kind of people. Indians and Africans and Jews and, oh, my God, you talking about a time. You talking about a time. People will become to Christ like what? Like white on rice. There's a song that says, there's room at the cross. There's room at the cross for you. Then the verse goes, says, millions have already come. But I don't care how many comes to the cross. I don't care how many comes to the cross. There's always still room for one more. And after one more comes, there's room for another. And after that, another. And after that, there's another. And after that, there's another one and another one until the tribulation is over. Come to the cross. Go to church, but come to the cross. Go to Bible study, but come to the cross. Because you can go to all these meetings, all the church meetings you want, all the programs you can get together. But if you don't come to the cross, you're lost. If you don't repent, you're lost. But here we see a number. It says, a multitude which no man can number of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hand. This is at the end of the tribulation period. Because these ones that get saved in the first part of the tribulation got to go through the last part of the tribulation. And going through the last part of the tribulation, many of these saints will die. Because they have already accepted Jesus Christ. But they got to go through the final tribulation, which is the last 3.5 years. And the last 3.5 years will be what? Hell. Let me tell you, it's going to be hell on earth. Because at this time, in the middle of the tribulation period, listen to me now, in the middle of the tribulation period, Satan will completely take over this earth for the last 3.5 years. He will rain hell and havoc. He will put stamps and tattoos and marks upon people. It is called the mark of the beast. And these tribulation saints will go through the last part, and those that didn't get saved that received the mark of the beast on their right hand or on their forehead, once you get that mark, once you get that shot, once you get that computer chip put in your forehead or on your right hand, your soul is damned in the last part of the tribulation period. That's when the devil is cast out of heaven. Where is the devil now? He's a prince power of the air, roaring and seeking who he may devour. He's killing everybody. He's killing babies. He's going porno. He's going child molestation. He's going child pornography. He's going homosexual. He's going lesbianism. He's going sodomite. They having sex with animals now. People are offering sacrifices and babies, and they're using Balaam. They're using ancient demons that was in the Old Testament where they're ruling and reigning today, and they're using Baal, and they're eating babies, and they're eating feces, and they're drinking their urine, and they're opening up their soul gate for the devil, the raw devil, to come in and take control of the human being and make them so vile, and so cruel that God says, if you don't turn from your wicked ways, I'll give you up to a reprobate mind. And it's happening today. Folks' minds are gone. They're shot. They don't care who they hurt. They don't care who they kill. They don't care who what they do. Why? Because the devil's getting ready to come down here. And when the devil comes down here, he's going to bring the mark of the beast with him. The UFOs that men are seeing today, the flying saucers, are demonic demons. Let me tell you what they are. And I'm not playing. They're demons. They're devils. They're fallen spirits. They're fallen angels. And they got these crafts that they fly in. And pretty soon the government's going to reveal exactly what they are and what they're doing. They're confederate with the human being on this planet. They rule the Vatican. These demons have communication with the government and with the Vatican and with the false church and with demons and with witchcraft and with sorcery and with cohabitating. These demons are getting ready to infiltrate this earth. Because the devil said, I want souls. I want the damn souls. I want to take everybody to hell with it. And God said, you're not going to do it, Satan, because there's somebody down there, amen, is going to accept me as Lord and Savior. And God said, I'm going to give them 7 years to hear the gospel from the Jewish people to turn the world another direction. And listen to what it says. It says this. It says, which no man can number. So there's going to be a number of people to get saved during the first part of the tribulation and the second part of the tribulation too. And all the nations, kindreds, and people, and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palms in their hand, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth up on the throne and into the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne. Now this is the closing 7-year tribulation of the tribulation saints going through the last part after they have been martyred, after they have been killed. Because the devil's going to kill and stamp the residue of the earth. He's going to kill everybody that stands for Christ. He wants to kill everybody. He wants to kill the Jews. He wants to kill the Christians. And that's two kinds of people that the devil hates. He hates the Christians and he hates the Jews. Why? Because a Christian is Christ-like. A Jew is God's chosen people. And God's going to choose the Jews. Why? To show the world and show the devil, you ain't nobody. I'm the Lord God Almighty. I'm the one that ruled the sun and the moon and the star. I'm the one that can speak and things will move. I'm the one that can talk to nothing and nothing got the answer. I'm the one that came from nowhere because there was nowhere for me to come since I'm everywhere. That's God. That's God. And all other God, waste your time. Bow down to Baal. Bow down to Ashtaroth. Bow down to Dagon. You bow down to them false spirits and them false demons. You bow down to lust and sexology and all this, your porno. You bow down to the quacks and the funnies and the gays and the punks. You bow down to that and believe that's worshiping God. You're worshiping the devil. You're devil worshipers. There's a difference between a devil worshiper and a God worshiper. A God worshiper worship Jesus Christ and honor him and bow down to him. The devil worship. Worship sex and maliciousness and fornication and adultery. And the world said, I'll go to hell. And that's where he's going. Sad story. Sad story. So these tribulation saints. And John, look. They said, wait a minute. Where do these people come from? Because when the rapture of the church comes, there will be nobody on this earth saved. But at the end of the tribulation, John looked and said, wait a minute, I see something else that I didn't see before that. And this is what he said. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God. You hear that? Saying, amen, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Listen to that. And then one of the elders answered and said unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence did they come? Where did these guys come from? Where did this multitude of people come from? These people wasn't here at the beginning of the tribulation period. But in the middle of the tribulation period, after the 144,000 preached the gospel of the kingdom, I see these people coming. Where did they come from? And he said this. And one of the elders said unto me, what are these in arrayed in white robes, and whence did they come? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest, you know where they come from, man. You know where they come from. Didn't you hear the gospel? From who? From the Jewish people, from the 144,000, from the tribe of Judah, from the tribe of Nephilim, from the tribe of Simeon, from the tribe of Benjamin, the tribe. They preached that gospel, man, and their folks came to Christ, woo, just like a magnet. And he says, what are these in which were arrayed in white robe, and whence did they come? And he said to me, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these only are they that came out of great tribulation and have washed their robe and made them white in what? In the blood. Come on now. Not in your good looks, not in your money, not in your clothes, not in your self-righteousness, not in the blood. Not in your church going. No, the blood. And what did the blood do? Wash you and made you white. The snow took sin and destroyed it out of your soul, out of your spirit. These men put their faith in Jesus Christ
during the tribulation period, and they were willing enough to die for the cause of Christ. In the Old Testament, they used fire and hung people. They put them in pits, boiling oil. In the New Testament, there was a man named Guillotino. He invented the guillotine. In the tribulation period, worldwide tribulation period, the guillotine is on his way back. The guillotine right now is in America, and a lot of people don't know it. The United States got 60,000 guillotines right now at army bases. They got coffins. They got the FEMA camps. They got 800 FEMA camps, and they're going to put people in these FEMA camps, and they are going to put the mark of the beast for those that accept it. Those that reject it will be beheaded by the guillotine. The guillotine is on its way back. And guess who brought the guillotines in the United States of America? Guess who? Well, I'm going to tell you. The last president had Barack Hussein Obama, which is a Muslim. He's Islam. And Islams believe in beheading. And President Barack Obama ordered 30,000 guillotines and put them in somewhere in Georgia and ordered another 30,000 and got them somewhere in another army base in another state. And he is getting ready, and America is getting ready for the New World Order, the one world government, the mark of the beast. They're already ready. We get ready to walk in to the rapture. And then the rapture, the tribulation. The world is getting ready to go into the tribulation. We're standing at the door. The coronavirus was a slight put on to get people to believe that in order for you to get used of the mark of the beast, that was a leeway to get into the mark of the beast to get a shot so you can go different places. If you don't get this shot, you can't go nowhere. That's what they're getting people's mindset. And by getting that mindset, when the mark of the beast comes, they're going to say, well, this is nothing. If we don't get the mark, we ain't going to be able to eat. We ain't going to be able to sell. We ain't going to be able to buy. So if I can't do that, I'm going to get the mark. I'm not going to put my faith in Jesus Christ. No, because I get killed. That's why I'm saying you got to be born again. And so people who get saved during the tribulation period, the only way you can escape this is put your faith in Jesus Christ. You put your faith in Jesus Christ, and you get beheaded immediately. When your head is chopped off, you go directly in the presence of God Almighty. Why? Because you refuse to sell your soul to the devil. And that's what the devil's doing today. And he's been doing it for 6,000 years, been selling souls. People have been selling their souls to the devil. Hollywood movie stars, church folks, church goers, homosexuals, sorcerers, movie stars, selling their souls. And they use the word Illuminatis. Illuminati is soul sellers. And what Jesus said, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And people are selling their souls, going to hell, going to hell. Going to hell. You don't want to go to hell. No, you don't. I don't care who you are. The devil don't want to go to hell. He's trying to stay out of hell. But he knows he's done. He's done. He's done. He's done. He cannot be redeemed. He cannot be saved. No fallen angels can be saved. No demons can be saved. They are eternally doomed for the lake of fire forever. And the Bible tells me hell will be full. And it will increase in her measure. And it will be filled with all kinds of wicked, debauchery people. Demons will be in hell. The devil will be in hell. False prophets false prophetess, all kinds of demonology will go to hell. Nothing unclean will ever come in the presence of God eternally. They're going to be cast out to outer darkness. And John said, there is a number that no man can know. And he said, they're arrayed in white robes. And whence did they came? And he said, these are they that came through great tribulation. They washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And therefore, the throne of God serve him day and night in his temple. And he set it up on the throne, shall dwell among them. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, good God Almighty, thank you, Jesus, the Lamb, the sure Lamb, the sacrifice Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, Jesus Christ, shall feed them and shall lead them into living fountains of waters. And God, thank you, Jesus, shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I'm preaching the gospel hard today. I'm preaching hard tonight. I'm trying to get you to see that you need Jesus Christ in your life. Oh, yes, you need Jesus Christ. I know I need him. Oh, I got him, but I need him more. I need him because one day somebody's going to look for me and I'm going to be gone. I'm going to heaven to sing and shout. Nobody there will be able to put me out. I'm going to see Jesus. I'm going to see the nail prints in and the scarred back. I want to see him. I want to hug him. I want to kiss him. I want to thank him for saving my soul. I want to thank him for keeping me a sound mind and strong heart. I want to thank you for letting me talk about him and tell somebody as they travel along this journey that I can win somebody and tell somebody, come on with me. Come on with me. I don't care what you done done, what you done said. I don't care how many times you done tried to say, Lord, I'll wait a little longer. Don't wait no longer. Time is too short. Oh, my God. Don't come find out, wake up one morning that the church is gone. You're walking down the street and the church lifts up out of here. You be taking a little nap and all of a sudden you hear a trumpet sound and you don't move. Come on now. They tell me when the trumpet sounds, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we that remain alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Come on and go with me. The only thing you got to do is admit that you're a sinner. You're low down. You're dirty. I used to be a low down, dirty sinner. Huh? Come on. Oh, come on now. I don't care how good, how cute I used to think I was. Hey, man, I was a sinner. But when Jesus came in and took my sins and washed them and made them white in the snow, forgave me, called me to preach the gospel. And I want to thank God Almighty. I've been holding up the gospel for the last almost 57 years. I've been telling somebody somewhere, come on, man, quit fooling around with that old worldly, crazy, simple, two-faced demons and devils and bells above and all these lying spirits just going around. Give your life to Christ. Jesus Christ. The only way you can give your life to Christ is come on and lean on the cross. Because at the cross is where I saw the light. And this 144,000 did the job in the middle of the tribulation period. They would be caught up after they get through with their journey. After they get through with their journey, then God, I'm going to give Satan the okay. And Satan's going to do his job. He's going to get ready to assassinate the Antichrist, which is alive today. He's going to assassinate the Antichrist in the middle of the tribulation period. It's going to be an assassination. And God's going to give Satan permission to go ahead and do what you got to do. You're going to hell anyway, but I got to give man a choice. And he's going to make his choice so the Antichrist will be assassinated with a deadly wound towards the head. Make a long story short, he shall lay in the morgue for 3 days and 3 nights. And the whole whole world, I said the whole world will witness. The whole world will witness the assassination of the Antichrist. Will be assassinated on public TV, internet, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. It will witness the greatest miracle that ever happened with Satan and his clowns and his circus that he has. The Antichrist will be shot, lay in the morgue for 3 days and three nights in the middle of the tribulation period. There's going to be a war in heaven, the 12th chapter of Revelation. Michael and his angels will fight against the devil and his dragons and his fallen angels. One-third of the angels will come to earth. They will fall out of first and second heaven. Third heaven is no longer where Satan abode because he's cast out. So he's in the first and second heaven now. And he's going to be cast out with these UFOs and these flying objects, which is UFOs, is unidentified flying objects because nobody can identify them. But they're very intelligent. They can move in all directions. They can appeal and pick up a human body. They can communicate with the human race. And in the month of June, the government is going to come in the open. They're going to come in the open and tell the world that these are aliens, demons. These are wicked spirits. These are fallen angels. These are Satan's followers. And Satan is going to be cast out of heaven with all of the demons that he has and brought and cast to the earth. And when they are cast to the earth, Satan will resurrect. Listen, he will resurrect the Antichrist from the dead within 3 days to do a duplicate resurrection of Jesus Christ to deceive the world of what Jesus Christ is supposed to do. But the world is going to be deceived because they don't believe in the true Christ, but they believe in the false Christ because the true Christ has already been resurrected, sitting in heaven, getting ready to come back. They don't believe in the birth, death, and the resurrection of Jesus, but they believe in Jesus. So when this Antichrist be incarnated through Lucifer will actually enter into his body and resurrect him from the dead and stand up on his feet and proclaim that he is God Almighty. He will do that. Because he's been trying to do it for the last 6,000 years. Satan's been trying to say he's God and he's almighty and that he's God is no good. He's been doing it generation after generation until now he's come to his close. So he do this miracle and the world believes him because they believe a lie rather than the truth. And God's going to give them over to a reprobate mind to believe a lie because they will not receive the love of the truth. And in the Bible, Apostle Paul writes to the Thessalonians and tell them exactly what to do and what this man is going to do in the temple. The Jews are getting ready to build a temple. And by building this temple, they are going to go back into the old sacrificial offering of goats and turtle doves and lambs, which God has already eliminated by the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross and his resurrection, but they don't have to do no lamb killing no more. Jesus Christ died once and for all. Now he's able to save you once and for all. And the world is saying, the Jews are saying, we don't believe in that one. We believe in the one that's coming. And when they accept this false Christ, the world is going to say, oh, the Antichrist has been killed. Oh, they mourn, they cry, they feel bad. But within 3 days, he gets up out of the grave or the morgue, and he stands up on his feet, and then he says he is God Almighty.
when he says God Almighty, the Jews will have the temple built. It will be built when he says God Almighty. It will be finished. And the Jews will be in the old sacrificial offerings, and they will have the Ark of the Covenant in the temple. They will have the shewbread. They will have the laver. They will have the all the utensils. They have the priesthood. And the devil, the Antichrist, will do this. This is what Apostle Paul said he's going to do. Now listen. He said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. That day won't come. Jesus Christ will not come until this day comes. And that'll be a falling away. People will have fallen away from the faith. They won't believe nothing. Majority of the world won't believe nothing but the devil. They'll believe that he is this is false Christ, it's Jesus Christ. They will believe that him sitting in the temple, that he is God. Now listen to what he said. This man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This temple will be in Jerusalem. That's why Jerusalem is going to be here when Jesus Christ comes. This is why Jerusalem has to become the capital of Israel. This is why the Islams and the Muslims and the world leaders is trying to get rid of Jerusalem, because the devil do not want Jesus Christ to return, and if he destroys the Jewish people, then Christ cannot come back. But that's a lying wonder. He's coming back, and he's coming back to get the Jews back in line and straighten them out. So this here temple that's going to be built, amen, the Antichrist will become the beast, and he will say he is God Almighty, and he will rule like he is God Almighty, but he's going to fall, because when he goes in the temple, he's going to set up an idol. He's going to set up an image of the beast, and he's going to give power to the false prophet, which is the Pope Francis, is going to give the image of the beast power to speak, and it will speak, and it will say, whoever receives the mark of the beast will be able to buy and sell, and whoever refuses it will be killed. So there's going to be a terrible time doing this, because the devil now has power enough over the population of the earth to make the earth believe that he is God Almighty, and the earth and the population is going to suck right into it. They're going to suck right into it. You say, well, what you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about Revelation 13. I'm talking about Revelation 13. Listen to what Revelation 13 said. Revelation 13. Third verse. To make a long story short, I go to the third verse, and he said, John said, I saw one of his heads, because there's 10 heads. And the one that he's talking about is the 11th head. And the 11th head represents the Antichrist. And I saw one of his heads, as it was wounded to death. And his is a man, his, his deadly wound was healed. In other words, he was resurrected. And all the world, majority of the world wandered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, the devil, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And John said, who is able to overturn this beast? Who is able to whoop this beast? Who is able to give him a good whooping? There ain't no man up on the earth, no king, no prince, no dictator is able to fight against the beast. He'll lose. Nobody can whoop the devil. But who? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is the only one that can whoop the devil and smash his head forever. He's the only one that can defeat the devil and all his demons. And they worshiped the dragon and gave power unto the beast. They worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given to him a mouth, speaking great things and blaspheming, and power was given to him to continue for 42 months. The last 42 months on earth will be ruled by the devil majority. And after 144,000 are done with their mission, God said, I ain't through yet. I got two men, two prophets that's going to come in the last part of the 3.5 years. I got two prophets. And these prophets has power enough to shut up heaven and power enough to turn water to blood. And a lot of people say, well, who is it? Who is it? What men in the Bible, in the Old Testament, had power enough to turn water to blood? Number one man, Moses. So Moses will be here. What man in the Bible caused it to not to rain for 3.5 years? One man prayed that it wouldn't rain for 3.5 years. And that man's name was Elijah. So Elijah and Moses will be preaching for another 3.5 years of the gospel of the kingdom. They will be preaching January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, November, December for 3.5 years. And they will be preaching so powerful that the TV sets and the radio and the internet and all these so-called man-made inventions will be able to prophesy around the world and hear the gospel until the world gets sick of it. They're going to get mad at God. They're going to get mad at the prophet. They're going to get mad at Jesus Christ. They're going to get mad at the saints and tell them, I wish y'all would shut up and quit talking about this Jesus, because we know he ain't coming back. And guess what? If anybody touched these two prophets, fire will come out of their mouth. And they're going to preach consistently. And nobody will be able to touch them until at the end of the 3.5 years. At the end of the 3.5 years, Jesus Christ will come back to this earth at the battle of Armageddon. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ will be preached. This is Brother Bazaar coming to you, Watchman on the Wall, End Time, Internet Ministry. Come on and go with me. Come on and go with me. And you say, well, but preacher, where you going? Come on and go with me, and I'm going to let you know exactly where I'm getting ready to go. Amen. I'm getting ready to go to the old rugged cross. And I get ready to close with this song. The Bible said, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that the Lord Jesus Christ died for your sin, confess him, confess it. And the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he took a rugged cross, and that's where I'm going now. Come on and go with me. Let's go to the cross. I'm not going to church. Amen. I'm going to the rugged cross. That's why I need. That's why. Come on and listen to this old rugged cross and get ready to close. Yes, Lord.
Yes. I'm sorry. So I